Olinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Now, written by Maurice Gleitzman and read by Marianne Fay. Now we're sitting on the remains of the quilts and towels and blankets on what used to be our front steps, waiting. I wish we could go into town. I want to make sure everybody else is okay. The firefighters and Josh and the other kids in my class. And I need to see if the phone box is working. My mobile isn't, and I want to call Mum and Dad. Jumble wants to go as well. He's got friends in the district he's worried about too. Dogs and the people in the butchers and wombats. But Felix won't let us. It's still too dangerous, he keeps saying. The ground's too hot. Burning trees are still falling. We have to wait. I stare at what used to be the forest. The trees used to be taller than the house. Now they're mostly lying on the ground, black and split and smoking. It's like a disaster movie, except without the film stars. We're the only living things here. If we went into town, I say, we could be careful and watch out for falling trees. Felix shakes his head. Huge smouldering fires could be hidden under the ash, he says. If you trod in one, it would burn your legs off. Sometimes I wonder how Zelda managed to do so many brave things with Felix being so cautious and careful. We could watch out carefully for the hidden smouldering fires, I say. Okay, Felix knows about legs, but I know a bit about fires. I did almost start one. Be patient, Babushka, says Felix. It's hard being patient. I'm starving and really thirsty. Our water bottle is empty. Our water tank is gone. Jumble is thirsty too. I can tell by the way he's panting and not dribbling like he usually does. And Felix is licking his lips a lot, and his tummy is making very hungry noises. Can't I even look for food? I say. Felix shakes his head again. We have to wait for things to cool down, he says. Anyway, Babushka, there isn't any food left here.